morning, Philadelphia. I am Jamie Lynch. Welcome to the Fanatic at 5 a.m. Our usual host, Eitan Shander, is filling in for Mike Missanelli today. I am joined in studio at the ungodly hours of 5 a.m. by Andrew Salchunas. Welcome to the Fanatic at 5, Andrew.
Do you see that I walked in with two cups of coffee
morning? Yeah.
Not to give you one or to give Benny one. No, I brought two in for myself.
Well, don't worry. My K-cups are terrible. I bought the worst box of K-cups in the history of man the other day. And that's on me. I gotta do better. But welcome in last night, and if you're just joining us, which you most likely are or are not, the Phillies are going to be the story of the day. Man, this team is frustrating. Last night, they get it started. Odubel Herrera hits a three-run homer to get them started. They get a fourth run in, I believe, the second inning, and then basically two hits throughout the rest of the game. And, you know, Rhys Hoskins barely misses a home run by millimeters in the sixth inning there. I thought they almost had it on the review, but it turns out it was just foul. And then they go to the ninth inning, and wow. Sir Anthony Dominguez was not available last night because he had pitched two in a third innings in the previous 2 days. Gabe Kapler doesn't have many options when there's somebody in the bullpen not named Sir Anthony.
Right, here's the thing. The low-hanging fruit is, oh, it's Gabe Kapler's fault. Analytics, blame him.
What's Gabe to do?
I don't mind the fact that he pulled Arano. I mind the fact that they don't have another lefty other than Adam Morgan in the bullpen for the Phillies.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to... Yeah, I'm strange because I thought coming into this year... the bullpen was going to be a strength of this team.
Yeah, and it's overrated.
Overrated. Yeah, they're barely rated.
I mean, the reason why a lot of people thought they were good because Pat Neshek was coming back, but he's been injured the entire time. So Pat Neshek...
He threw a live bullpen, I believe, yesterday.
Finally,
so maybe a week away.
The last live bullpen he was supposed to pitch, he felt something before he threw. So that's why he keeps on getting delayed. Tommy Hunter, you paid a lot of money for. He hasn't really done anything this year. Guys like Luis Garcia that you relied on last year, he's been irrelevant.
Ramos has been, I guess, your second best guy,
Ramos and Arano have been pretty good this year.
Yeah.
And then the other guy that you relied on a lot the last 2 years that just got sent down to the minors yesterday, and that's Hector Neris.
Yeah, I was always terrified by Neris because even when he was going well and had saved 26 in a row or whatever it was, he was always hanging on by a thread. He always had a guy in scoring position. You just kind of knew it was going to collapse on him. But last night, I just don't, and then Knapp on top of it just doesn't block down a ball that it gets called a wild pitch, but really that's a play any major league catcher should make.
That ball that was in the dirt, I learned how to block as a catcher in like sixth grade, and that was one of the easy ones.
Yeah.
It was a simple curveball. He didn't have to slide too far to his right. He was afraid of the situation or something. Letting that ball get by you is the reason why you need to make a move come deadline time for a backup catcher if you believe you're still in the running for a spot.
They've won 6 of 8, and it's a weird 6 of 8 because you feel as though you've lost a couple series in a row. Like, it has that lingering just feeling over this team right now. And basically what happens is they go down in the top of the 10th inning. The Cardinals walk Carlos Santana to basically take our best bat out of our hands. And then Aaron Altair, who came in for an injured Nick Williams earlier in the game, who caught a ball off the face. Aaron Altair, gets the... it's not a play Ozuna should make, but it was damn close, and it squirts by Ozuna, 2-run score, and the Phillies get the walk-off, Altair's second of the year, walk-off variety, and lost in all this is Nick Pivetta's 13 strikeout performance, where basically he had two hits given up, and those were two solo shots. His performance almost gets forgotten in all this.
Yeah, this Nick Pivetta, the year that he's having, it's like some games he's dominant. And you and I text back and forth. Remember, I was at his last start when he got blown
up. And I said, he's not allowed to have one bad performance?
Yeah, it was the one against the Rockies. He gave up a couple of home runs. I'm not the biggest, Nick Pivetta fan. I'm not going to say that he stinks. That's unfair to say. But it's just weird how he's had now two starts this year where he's been absolute dominant, where he's thrown 10 strikeouts. Last night was 13 strikeouts. It looks like hitters can't even see his curveball. It comes in. It's nasty.
He had the curve working last night.
Right, and then he'll have a game where he's floating everything over the middle of the plate, and hitters just tee off on him.
Yeah,
last night, 25, I guess. He had a great start last night.
He did. And Nick Williams got hurt, as we just mentioned earlier, a ball off the face. We'll see his timeline there. But here's Pivetta after the game saying what good teammates say.
That's baseball. I mean, things are going to happen in this game. You know, nobody's going out there to try to give up runs. You know, guys came back. They battled hard throughout. So it was nice to see a team win tonight. I think that's the most important takeaway for tonight. We won the baseball game, and we're moving forward. So I think that's the most important thing. I don't care if I get a win at the end of the day. It's that we win as a team, and that makes me more happy.
You know, all the right things to say there. It's got to suck having 13 Ks and not getting the win. But the team gets the win. And Aaron Altair, courtesy of NBC Sports Philly, talked about the team's resiliency.
It just shows how resilient we are as a team. You know, obviously, we wanted to end the game in the ninth, but you know, they happened to get the two runs across, and you know, we stayed positive. We knew we still had a chance to win. Always fighting, always ready to go at it. So just able to claw right back there, get a couple of guys on, and you know, able to get that hit and driving two runs.
Yeah, Aaron's been having a frustrating year, but it was nice to see him put a good swing on the ball in a clutch spot there.
Yeah, you got to give the guy credit. I mean, that was his second at bat of the game.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a Gabe Kapler told him before the game, hey, when this situation happens, you're coming to bat. Gabe Kapler wasn't going to know that Nick Williams was going to misplay a fly ball and take it off his face.
Yeah.
So Aaron Altair being able to come up in that situation, and even though Ozuna misplayed that ball, it's a tough play. It would have dropped as a base hit, and he would have kept it in
the
front of him.
The proper play is, exactly. Him keeping it in front of him.
But that was a rope. That wasn't some blooper that Ozuna just missed.
No, he turned on that. The thing about Altair is why he always reminded me of Worth is on swings like that, he gets both his hands through the zone so quickly and just turns on stuff, and he hits on stuff hard, and he's got such a pretty swing when he's on. But the bullpen will be the story of the day. I just don't know what Gabe Kapler's supposed to do, because if you don't have a Sir Anthony, you don't have much, and I don't see it getting any better, and I don't know. Somebody's got to step up, or they have to potentially think about acquiring somebody. The Nationals acquired a closer yesterday from Kansas City, gave up three promising players to get him. So
that tells you the Nationals are saying we're in win-now mode.
And that's what
killed them last year was the lack of a bullpen. So they're trying to pick up the bullpen, make it a little bit better so they can actually make a run in the playoffs this time. For the Phillies' sake...
Well, the Nats are way further along than the Phillies are.
Yeah, so, I mean, if the Phillies do make a trade come trade deadline time, they're not going to give up a bunch for a lefty.
No.
But they do need a lefty who will be available.
Yeah, they need a lefty veteran type of guy who hopefully, you know, wouldn't cost you a lot. But Gabe is going to catch the shrapnel again today, and honestly, I just don't know what he's supposed to do because that bullpen is bad. Let's shift gears to the Sixers. Today at the training facility over in Camden, New Jersey, they're bringing in two guys, one for a private workout, one in the group workout. But the private workout is Kevin Knox from University of Kentucky. He is getting the 1 o'clock private workout. He is a true freshman coming out. He's 18 years old. He'll be 19 by this time the season starts. 6'9", 215-pound kid. Translates most likely to a power, you know, a 3-4 kind of combo forward. But he is a project. He short-term won't give you anything really, I don't think, to contribute right away. Long-term could pay high dividends. The other guy they're bringing in is Zaire Smith, the player out of Texas Tech, kind of 2-3 guard, who's a nice little combo player, athletic, can put the ball on the floor and score a little bit. But by no means a world or world beater right away.
If I had to pick the one of the two, I would go with Knox. I like the fact that he's 6'9". I mean, we talked about it last year. You guys did on the morning show. You were calling the Sixers the Monstars from Space Jam because everyone was so huge. You add another 6'9 body to the team. And a guy for being as young as he is, 18, as raw as he is, he still scored 15 points per game last year, almost 16. So there is raw talent that if you can work on him and he can have guys like Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid around him off the court and on the court, that's going to help him grow.
Yeah, a lot of Sixers Twitter is infatuated with the guy. A lot of the fans out there seem to be okay with Kevin Knox. He's definitely a guy to keep an eye on. But also last night on ESPN, the NBA guys, including Wojbaum himself, went through a mock draft. And, you know, they went off of what they thought the teams would do, not what they would do. So when it came to number 10, Woj was making the pick for the Sixers, and he said a name that we're all very familiar with, and here's why.
Let's move on to the number 10 pick. The Philadelphia 76ers are like the sweetheart of the NBA right now.
Yeah, and this would be a storybook pick in a lot of ways for them. Mikal Bridges from Villanova, two-time national champion with Villanova. This is a player who has dreamed of playing for the Sixers. His mom works for the Sixers in human resources. They have been very enamored with him. They've seen him play a ton. There's a lot of mutual interest there. If this was recruiting, he'd sign up tomorrow with them. But I think he fits a need with them. I think there's a great chance there that if Bridges gets to 10, he's the Sixers pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, you said something earlier. He's a defensive playmaker. I'm not sure he's great on the basketball, but off the basketball, his anticipation, his length, his ability to read passing lanes. I think he could be an elite off-ball defender, and that length also will help him in terms of when they're in rotations, even switch situations. Offensively, mm-hmm. they need shot makers, Philadelphia. They need people that can space the court, especially with Ben Simmons, because you want to move him in the action. Mikal Bridges can make shots. He's extremely efficient. He's a good passer. He's a 1-2 dribble jump shooter, but he's a guy that comes from a winning culture, has a maturity about him, and NBA life will be an easy transition for him.
Great story. I mean, he was red shirt, and then he became a sixth man, and then he was the captain of a national championship.
He's as impressive as a young man as you'll find anywhere in this first round.
Yeah, so there it is, Mikal Bridges out of Villanova. I think in comparison to, say, like a Kevin Knox, Bridges can help you right away, whereas a Knox is going to probably take 2 or 3 years to pay dividends. I think, like Woj said, obviously the mutual interest is there, and if Mikal is on the board at 10 still, I would imagine he's going to be the Sixers pick, you know, barring some kind of trade or what have you.
And I know a lot of people are worried because the comparison for him to the guy in the NBA is Robert Covington, but I think he could be actually a more talented Robert Covington.
Covington, he's got a better shot.
Was a D-League player who became Robert Covington. Mm-hmm. He's Robert Covington right now coming out of college, so he's only going to get better. And to the Wojnarowski cut, David Aldridge, another guy who's really connected with the NBA, he has the Sixers taking Bridges at 10 as well. So that's now two connected NBA guys that have the Sixers linked to Bridges.
Yeah, I don't think there's any denying the fact that there's mutual interest amongst the two teams. And the draft's coming on Thursday. It's 2 days away. The next 2 days should be jam-packed full of rumors. You know, Luka Doncic, they're saying, may not be falling at all, and maybe it's just smoke screens by other teams to get him there. But Mikal Bridges, his mother works for the team in human resources. He knows the team very well. Our own Devon Givens is very close to Mikal. So.
Close to, as in like they're related? Yeah, pretty close.
As in blood? Yeah. And then they got down to the end of the first round, and Woj and the guys did their number 26 pick for the Sixers. And this one's a name I don't think most people are going to want to like to hear, but here it is.
Hey, it's me, Landon. The big tournament.
Oh, wrong one. We're going to get to that in a minute. But we have number 26 pick last night in the ESPN mock draft was?
Let's move on to pick number 26. The Philadelphia 76ers have the 26th pick.
Grayson Allen of Duke, just another shooter to put around Ben Simmons,
the politician,
Joel Embiid.
Right?
They can't have enough of those in Philadelphia. And he's going to play a different role in the NBA than he did in college. He was forced to play a fair amount of point guard at Duke and didn't have great spacing. So I think in a more open NBA game, quick actions, transition, his game's really going to pop.
Grayson Allen, your thoughts?
His game's really going to pop, they say, and quickness, they mentioned. Didn't he have to trip players on purpose sometimes in the college game?
Yeah.
You're talking about quickness in the NBA level. Listen, if the guy can shoot, I'm okay with it. I know a lot of people are freaking out because nobody likes him. Maybe you need a guy like Grayson Allen. Maybe he reminds you of a guy like Draymond Green as in a player that gets in people's heads.
I think he gets in his own head more than he gets in opponent's
heads. No, you're probably right. You're probably right. But listen, if he can shoot the ball, that's what the Sixers need right now. And he's a guy that can bring the ball up the court. We don't know what the hell Markel Fultz is up to. So if Grayson Allen could just bring the ball up the court and not hurt you, not start turning the ball over, not getting in his own head and tripping players he getting texts? If he can shoot, are you going to complain at 26?
I mean, at 26, it's, you know, whatever. You hope for somebody that contributes, but it's far from a sure thing. I just don't like the guy. So,
hey, but if he can win,
yeah,
then I'm going to like the guy.
Yeah, I can come around.
I don't care if you're not Philly enough.
So we had another little LeBron nugget yesterday, and that's courtesy of our own, well, not our own, but ESPN Stephen A. Smith. He said he talked to Chris Paul, who has a LeBron nugget.
According to my sources, several things are happening. A, Chris Paul is telling folks LeBron ain't trying to come to Houston. He want to be in L.A. These are things I'm getting through the grapevine. Chris Paul is saying LeBron want to be in L.A. Point number two, folks are not so sure Paul George is coming to L.A. From what I'm being told, Sam Presti and Oklahoma City Thunder are going to back up the Brink truck for Paul George. They're going to offer him the max.
Now, I buy that. Probably more than anything else we've seen so far, probably more than Gary Payton, probably more, you know, Chris Paul is a godfather to one of LeBron's sons. I would imagine they have talked more than most have, and more than even, you know, Woj's and all these other guys that are tied in. So I do put a little bit of stock in CP3 saying that LA is the favorite for LeBron.
So what did he say exactly? He said that he's not going to Houston and that OKC's trying to land Paul George. So Paul George might not even go to the Lakers.
Yeah, apparently that's very real that George may stay in OKC.
So if LeBron's going to L.A., does that mean Kawhi's going to L.A.? Because
he's not going there alone.
Exactly. So all we've been hearing constantly since the LeBron rumors started back in April, maybe even before that, was that LeBron is linked to one of the two players, Paul George or Kawhi. If Paul George is going to OKC, LeBron's not going to OKC. If he's going to L.A., it tells me I think Kawhi might be landing there at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not impossible and certainly very possible. I just don't know why the Spurs would want to make another super team in their own conference, especially if Popovich only has a year or two remaining. But, you know, the strap in because the LeBron rumors are going to be everywhere the next 2 weeks. Yesterday, the Madden 2019 ratings came out. Are you still a Madden guy?
I have Madden 2012, so no, I'm not still a Madden guy.
So who was the quarterback of the Eagles in 2012? Is that Vic? Who did you have there?
Yeah, I think it was Michael Vick, yeah.
Well, the new team ratings came out, and look, overall, Madden ratings mean nothing, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't have a smile on my face when I looked at the team ratings. And who's number one? Your Philadelphia Eagles with an overall team score of 90.
Wait, you mean the Madden simulations don't really count in real life?
No, but it is based somewhat in reality. Guess who the next closest team is? A whopping 6 points away.
I'm just going to throw it out there. The New England Patriots, I'm guessing.
Yes, 84.
What else is new?
But the thing that jumped out the most was the 6 point differential was the biggest from top to bottom. There's no 6 point differential between any teams. So that was just nice to see.
If you buy the game and you play as the Eagles, you're cheating pretty much.
Yeah, so now
the highest rating team. So if you're online and you play as the Eagles, you're a cheater. You're a loser.
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently Carson Wentz was an 85. Dak Prescott was an 80. Your Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Donalds were 80-99s. They were your highest players. But Carson probably a little underrated. But apparently they leave some room for adjustment. And our old friend Tom Brady was talking yesterday. And he thought that this year's Super Bowl was a little bit easier to get over than ones in the past.
This was, 11 years ago. We had, I think, one of the greatest football teams in the history of football. Went undefeated. We got to the Super Bowl. We played the Giants, and we lost. It was a month before I really felt back to myself. It was a nightmare. You woke up the next morning. I said, it didn't happen. There's no way that happened. And then this year, in some ways, this year was easier for me than it has been in the past. And it's not that I don't want to win the same. Mm-hmm. It's just there's other really important things in your life.
Aw, that's great.
Well, I mean, can you blame him that this one was a little easier than the year they went undefeated?
Yeah.
I guess you can't really beat him, but was he still with Giselle back then? Because my,
I think so.
My thought process is that's why it's a little bit easier. He's got Giselle to go to and cling on to, and I'm sure she's taking care of him. You know,
I just want to drink those Tom Brady tears up. Speaking of tears, did you see there's a San Fran area brewing company that has made a LeBron's Tears fresh squeezed IPA?
What?
Yeah. the LeBron fresh squeezed IPA. LeBron Tears fresh squeezed IPA you can get out in the San Francisco area. So I want to get your opinion on this because we're going to do a quick 45 seconds on soccer. Apparently, there's a little soccer controversy out there with former men's national team player Landon Donovan. Obviously, America is not in the World Cup this year, but Landon Donovan, and he's become a lightning rod for some former teammates that do not like what he did. He came out with Wells Fargo in a commercial that I'm about to play you where he has put his fandom behind Mexico, America's top rival, in CONCACAF play and internationally. So here's the commercial, and then I want to get your thoughts.
Hey, it's me, Landon. The big tournament is just about to kick off, but not everyone's team is going, and that's okay. Wells Fargo and I are inviting anyone in need of a team to root for to join us in cheering for the Mexican national team. Vamos, Mexico.
Now, your thoughts. That's like Carson Wentz doing a Giants commercial.
Or a Cowboys commercial
if they were in the Super Bowl, against somebody.
First off, it tells me Landon Donovan's not doing anything right now, right? Is he still playing? I know he retired.
No, he's retired. I think he's doing some commentator work.
Yeah, so it tells me the guy's got nothing to do. He wants to make some extra money and whatnot. All right, cool. But here's the thing. This isn't just Eagles Cowboys. This is national stuff. Like you're not making Philadelphia angry. You're making the United States angry. You're making your national teammates angry, former teammates, because you did a commercial for Mexico. I'm sure it was tongue in cheek. I'm sure he's not actually saying, "Oh, I'm all my allegiances towards Mexico now." But
it's not a good look.
It's not a good look at all.
And a couple of his former teammates had a couple things to say. Eric Winalda, who I'll play you here, was one of the most out in front of it. But Taylor Twellman, a couple other guys, came out and basically ripped Landon Donovan and said they don't know where his head's at on this.
Under these circumstances, there's sometimes it's forgivable. But this one, he's going to have a hard time convincing a lot of people to be a fan again. I mean, sometimes it happens. You know, the people, they make mistakes in life. And this one's not going to be a little bit more than a PR hit. I just don't think a lot of us are ever going to, truly know where he stands with certain things. And look, I don't want to, challenge his intelligence, but this was really dumb. This was just a dumb thing to do.
I mean, that's pretty bad. Like, I would think Landon Donovan's well off enough where he doesn't need the money from Wells Fargo to do that ad, but man, like, what are you thinking?
So he actually did put out a statement on Twitter.
Oh, did
I don't
he?
Know if you saw
I
that.
I did not.
It's long, so I'll just read the beginning. It says, as a follow-up to my tweet yesterday, I want to better explain my participation in the Wells Fargo World Cup campaign. To begin, my heart bleeds red, white, and blue, and no one should ever question my allegiance to and support of U.S. soccer and all of its national teams. And then he just went on to talk about how he wanted to support some of his teammates that play for former teammates when he played with LA.
Uh-huh.
They're on the Mexican national team. So that's his out there.
We got soccer controversy. Real quick, as we're coming up against it, I want to sneak these in. Bryce Harper shaved his beard before playing the Yankees yesterday, who have the infamous no beard policy. You put any stock into that?
Is that your next tip? Bryce Harper's going to the Yankees because he shaved the beard. He wanted to say, hey, look, New York, this is what I look like, clean.
Yeah, look, I'm good. I can fit in. Nick Saban is in the news. He gave a scholarship to an eighth grade offensive lineman player who stands at 6'7", 380 pounds in eighth grade.
That's unbelievable. 6'7", 380. And the thing is, we've seen younger people get these fake scholarships or these very, very out front scholarships.
Yeah.
But 6'7", 380?
380.
He's ready to go to the NFL right now.
In eighth grade. And last little piece of news. Do you know the next basketball sneaker to be storming the market? And it's not Big Baller Brand.
Well, I heard it was Puma.
Puma.
We talked about it on the Mason Martinez Midday Show yesterday.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, that's when it came out. It's like,
they came out firing, man. They got Jay-Z as creative director. And then they signed a draft picks with Marvin Bagley and Anton out of Arizona.
Two guys that could either top five top players. Two, top three. You know,
and basically, Anton came out with a statement saying, look, I know Nike, I know Adidas, I know Under Armour. I played in all their circuits. I love them and all this. But basically, this is a business, and it came down to bottom line dollars.
It had nothing to do with the comfortable, you know, shoes that they provided. No, it came with the green, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so Puma pushed in yesterday as a new sneaker in the game. We'll see how that works out for him. But you're listening to The Fanatic at 5. I'm Jamie Lynch in with Andrew Salchunas. The Phillies are going to be the story of the day as they narrowly escape a extra innings win last night thanks to an Aaron Altherr double that scored two in the bottom of the 10th after the bullpen somehow blew it again. And this bullpen is just god-awful, frankly. But we'll be back. We'll recap some more on the other side of this break. And Fanatic Sports Time is 525.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic. What are you doing on Saturday, August 25th? Fanatic Fan Fest is back again for the fifth summer. The only way in is to win tickets. Put it on your calendar. Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City and 97.5 The Fanatic. At the Home Depot, we're pouring more into paint. And right now, we're giving more to pros. For 1 week only, all Pro Extra members receive 25% off all Behr Pro and PPG Ultra High paint. Savings like that, you can take to the bank. Literally. Unbelievable quality. Unbeatable prices. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid June 18th through the 24th. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount. See store for details.
The legendary singer-songwriter Van Morrison returning to Philly for the first time in over a decade, performing all his hits. Joining him is Willie Nelson, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and more. See them all at the Outlaw Music Festival. Van Morrison, Saturday, September 15th at BB&T Pavilion with Willie Nelson, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and more. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Your parents took care of you. Then, one day, you start caring for them. It's one of those moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
If you own heavy machinery, keeping it looking good and safe for the job can be a struggle in time, money, and energy. But it doesn't have to be. For a turnkey solution, including welding, sandblasting, and painting, call Global Metalworks. Global does it all under one roof. Also, look to Global for steel fabrication and custom welding services with a CWI on staff for engineering design and build solutions and equipment modifications. Visit BlastWeldPaint.com or call 267-404-3800. BlastWeld Paint, 267-404-3800.
Come into Lowe's for savings on tools to make any workbench a lot more powerful. Choose a Porter Cable 20-volt max lithium-ion combo kit complete with drill, impact driver, two batteries, and charger. Or get the long runtime of the DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill with brushless motor and compact design for tight spaces. Either way, they're only $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20. While supplies last, see store for details.
Attention real estate developers, Bob Marinos at Spring Garden Lending, specializing in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance investment properties. Spring Garden Lending, faster than a bank, cheaper than alternative lenders.
More great sports talk coming up right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Adventure Aquarium, explore our largest penguin colony ever at Penguin Park, a new outdoor experience featuring African penguins in an all-new soft play area. Visit Adventure Aquarium. Aquarium.com to buy your tickets today.
Granger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection. You name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a reason Craftsman Tools have been around for over 9 decades. It's because their solid reputation is built on trust. They've been trusted to be in the hands of the home improvement weekend warrior and the pro who knows these tools will be there day in, day out. After all these years, Craftsman Tools have been in garages and toolboxes all across the country. They're finally coming home to Lowe's. Welcome, Craftsman Fixers and Doers. For your go-to tool brand, start with Lowe's.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
I'm the manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. I got my driver's license when I was 17. Back of my truck started fishtailing. That's the reason why you want good tires. They need to be able to cut through that water so that you don't lose control. My name is Gary, and I'm proud to keep your car running newer, longer.
Come get our best deal on Firestone tires this summer. Check driveafirestone.com or your local Firestone Complete Auto Care for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes subject A at station refueling with Synergy gasoline. Available in 3 grades and meticulously engineered to help protect your engine from deposits while giving you better gas mileage. Clearly, subject A is intelligent. Maybe subject A wants to get a burger and be best friends. Subject A is leaving. Conclusion? Synergy gasoline gives you better gas mileage, and subject A is a maybe for burgers and best friends.
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Fanatic Philly Sports Talk. Now 1 hour earlier with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. The Fanatic at 5. Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, I am Jamie Lynch. Eitan Shander is off today as he is filling in for the Mike Missinelli show this afternoon. So you can see Eitan's mug all over NBC Sports Philadelphia later today. I believe he's in with Jeff Mosher and Tyrone and Natalie. So Mike off for 2 days. But the story of last night is the Phillies. And somehow they snuck out a win when they probably shouldn't have. They got off to the hot start, getting the 4 early runs. Odubel Herrera smacked a 3-run homer, almost a little golf swing over the right field fence last night. And then the Phillies' bats went silent. They had one hit between the end of the second inning to the end of the game before extras. And the Cardinals walked Carlos Santana to put the winning run on base. Aaron Altair came up, put a nice swing on a ball, a liner to left field that Marcelo Zuna tried to make a play on. It missed. He dove. It popped up, and the 2 winning runs scored. But that wasn't the story of the 9th inning, and the bullpen once again cost the Phillies.
Well, it wasn't just the bullpen. It was, well, it was and also Knapp. Andrew Knapp. I mean, we're watching the replay right now. Arano actually struck out the guy. I mean, that would have been the final out of the game if he just blocks the ball. I mean, here's the issue. I know we're not going to get into this Andrew Knapp because I'm a super Phillies guy. I'm going to say this real quick. You need to have a good, competent backup catcher. Andrew Knapp can't hit. I don't need a hitting backup catcher, but my backup catcher needs to be able to play good defense. Yeah. And if you can't even do that, you can't be on the major league roster. Mm-hmm. That right there is the reason why they went to extra innings. I know that run that scored made it 4-3. They could have ended the game still, but Adam Morgan, not really a major league pitcher, he gives up the tying run 4-4. But it all goes back to Knapp. You block that ball, the game's over.
Yeah, I'm my confidence in Adam Morgan is negative.
There's no confidence in that.
Yeah. I mean, Sir Anthony wasn't available last night because he'd been used so much the previous 2 days. This bullpen's just bad. And I really thought it was going to be a strength of the team coming into the season. Pat Neshek threw another live bullpen session yesterday. So maybe we'll be seeing him in the next week or so. And he could be very beneficial to this bullpen. He's paid to be beneficial to this bullpen. But outside of Sir Anthony, you really just don't have anything. And not to take Gabe off the hook, because sometimes his management of it is weird, I just don't know what he's supposed to do last night.
I think the Adam Morgan move, even though it makes sense to have the lefty face the left-handed bat, I get that. That's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
But I think Gabe also just looks at that. He looked at the lefty-lefty and said, all right, that's what we're going to do. He forgot the fact that Arano just struck out 3 guys in a row.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, that's something where you go, all right, if Knapp doesn't miss that ball, the game's over. Mm-hmm. So clearly Arano's pitching pretty well.
Yeah.
I know Arano gets tagged with the 2 earned runs, but it's because Adam Morgan gave up the hit. So you're sitting there thinking, hey, Gabe, maybe just stick with the guy. The guy's been pitching well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing I get, but I don't get about Major League Baseball. It's like, if a dude, like, what, a righty can't get out of lefty?
Exactly.
It's just impossible?
Now, I'm not complaining about the move, because...
But if the guy's dealing, the guy's dealing.
In the end, traditionally, you do the lefty-lefty matchup, and you have to expect a guy like Adam Morgan, who made it to the major leagues, to be able to get one out in that situation. But Morgan failed as a starter, failed as a long reliever, and now he's failing as a situational left-handed pitcher. So maybe at that point, because the guy's not been pitching well at all this year, maybe just stick with Arana.
Yeah, yeah. And lost in all this is Nick Pivetta had a pretty stellar performance. 13 Ks, only the two earned runs, which were two solo shots. Unfortunately, it gets forgotten about, but he talked about it after the game, and the team's win is all that matters.
That's baseball. I mean, things are going to happen in this game. You know, nobody's going out there to try to give up runs. You know, guys came back. They battled hard throughout. So it was nice to see a team win tonight. I think that's the most important takeaway for tonight. We won the baseball game, and we're moving forward. So I think that's the most important thing. I don't care if I get a win at the end of the day. It's that we win as a team, and that makes me more happy.
That's courtesy of NBC Sports Philly. And Pivetta saying all the right things. And, you know, I believe him. I don't think he really cares about his personal W as long as the team got the win. But they were somewhat lucky to get that win last night.
Yeah, wins and losses don't matter in terms of pitchers, starting pitchers. If your ERA is below 3 or below 3.5, I think people realize that more than wins and losses. At least people should.
Yeah. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do come trade deadline, because 6 games above 500 still. I believe they currently have the second wild card space, and it's getting to be late June already. So
they're just 3.5 out of the Braves.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what happens to the Braves?
Yeah.
The Braves could blow up at any moment.
So it's going to be interesting to see what they do, because, you know, another arm in that bullpen would be welcomed. The Nationals acquired Herrera, the closer from the Royals, yesterday in exchange for 3 players. So they're clearly pushing in. But we'll see what happens. The Phillies are winning. They've won 6 of 8, but they're incredibly frustrating at the same time. Yesterday, the Sixers and ESPN did their mock draft, where all their NBA pundits, including Wojbaum himself, went around and did mock drafts based off of what they thought the teams would do. And the Sixers at number 10 are taking...
Let's move on to the number 10 pick. The Philadelphia 76ers are like the sweetheart of the NBA right now.
Yeah, and this would be a storybook pick in a lot of ways for them. Mikal Bridges from Villanova. 2-time national champion with Villanova. This is a player who has dreamed of playing for the Sixers. His mom works for the Sixers in human resources. They have been very enamored with him. They've seen him play a ton. There's a lot of mutual interest there. If this was recruiting, he'd sign up tomorrow with them. But I think he fits a need with them. I think there's a great chance there that if Bridges gets to 10, he's the Sixers pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think that at number 10, if he's still there,
it just makes sense.
Yeah,
right?
It's just more likely than not at this point that Mikal is the pick. I think most people would be happy with that, especially since, you know, so many people saw him play for 3 years at Villanova. He's a 2-time champion, plays the game the right way, learned from Jay. He can catch and shoot. He has the potential to be a lockdown defender. But we'll see.
He can get to the rim, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to a couple Nova games this year just to be able to watch the guy. I know a guy that gets a lot of tickets, so I went with him. And seeing him in person, the guy can take flight coming off the ground.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not just for a dunk. He can then change hands in midair and make the layup, something that a guy like Robert Covington, who he's compared to, can't do. Covington can't finish.
Yeah, Covington can't dribble. But Mikal's 6'7", and he's got that 7-foot wingspan, which is always lovely to see when translating to a 3-and-D guy. But yesterday, also the LeBron rumor mill was fired back up again by Stephen A. Smith, saying he talked to Chris Paul about LeBron's future.
According to my sources, several things are happening. A, Chris Paul is telling folks LeBron ain't trying to come to Houston. He want to be in L.A. These are things I'm getting through the grapevine. Chris Paul is saying LeBron want to be in L.A. Point number 2, folks are not so sure Paul George is coming to L.A. From what I'm being told, Sam Presti and Oklahoma City Thunder are going to back up the Brink truck for Paul George. They're going to offer him the max.
There it is. They're going to offer him the max. And is the L.A. appeal enough for LeBron to make the swing to the West Coast and the Western Conference? It's going to be a wild 2 weeks. Strap in.
The L.A. appeal definitely works. He's got the house out there. He's got the business out there. But the thing that freaks me out is that if he does go out there, I feel like Kawhi is going to end up going out there too.
Yeah, we'll see. But you're listening to the Fanatic of Five. I am Jamie Lynch. He is Andrew Salchunas. The Phillies were lucky to escape with another win last night. They've now won six of their last eight games somehow. But the bullpen let you down once again. Nat behind the plate missed a blocked ball that basically led to extra innings. And Aaron Altair put a nice swing on a ball and got a two-run double after the Cardinals walked Carlos Santana to put the winning run on base. So I would call that a lucky win, but a win's a win, and you know, we'll take it. But you are listening to the Fanatic at 5. We will be back on the other side. We'll talk to Anthony Gargano and Bob Cooney about what's ahead and recap a little bit more. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5. Fanatic Sports Time is 5:40.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's hit it.
We are days away from the NBA draft. All eyes will be on Brett Brown, who will be commanding the Sixers war room. And after a better-than-expected season, expectations are even higher going into the 2018-2019 season. The Sixers have six picks, two in the first round. Are the Sixers considering trading up? Join Devon Gibbons, Jeff Mosher, and respected Sixers and NBA expert D. Lineham for Sixers Draft Night, live from the Philadelphia 76ers Training Complex. Listen moment to moment for breaking draft news. Sixers Draft Night, Thursday night at 6 on Philadelphia's official Sixers station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Wow, that was fast.
Who is it?
It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Well, we've definitely 1-800-GOT-SOME-JUNK.
See all that stuff in the yard?
Yes, sir.
We're moving, and that's just part of the stuff we're not taking.
We're happy to help, sir.
There's even more inside.
Would you do something for me, ma'am?
Like what?
Would you wave your arm across the yard?
Wave it how exactly?
Like you were scattering seed in a field.
Like this?
Wow, how did...
That was fun!
You said there was more inside?
But it disappeared.
Just point at the things you wish would disappear, ma'am.
If I wave my arm again, does it all disappear?
Give it a try. When you want junk to disappear, all you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Your parents took care of you. Then, one day, you start caring for them. It's one of those moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Commence Exxon and mobile field test. Scientist observes Subject C at station. Subject C forgot his wallet. Subject C uses the SpeedPass Plus app to pay for gas and earn rewards with the tap of a button. Subject C is a cool guy. Subject C actually looks like my cousin Carl. Subject C is my cousin Carl. Conclusion, SpeedPass Plus is the quick, fast, secure way to pay for gas, and Subject C wrecked my jet ski.
Yes, you did, Carl!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Baseball, basketball, football, hockey. Whatever the season, Everfresh juices and juice drinks has the perfect flavor combination. That's because Everfresh has more than 40 delicious flavors to choose from, including peach plum pear, mango carrot, and pina colada. Whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is reach for an ice-cold, refreshing Everfresh juice or juice drink to take your day from average to amazing. Everfresh juices and juice drinks come in five convenient sizes with seven different 100% juices, including apple, grape, and pineapple orange. And our newest flavor is really refreshing, Everfresh cherry cocktail. Whatever you're in the mood for, Everfresh is sure to have a flavor to match, like paradise punch and premium papaya. When you want something different and delicious, reach for Everfresh juices and juice drinks, nature's refreshment.
Look for your favorite Everfresh juice flavor at your local Target store.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection. You name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a reason Craftsman Tools have been around for over 9 decades. It's because their solid reputation is built on trust. They've been trusted to be in the hands of the home improvement weekend warrior and the pro who knows these tools will be there day in, day out. After all these years, Craftsman Tools have been in garages and toolboxes all across the country. They're finally coming home to Lowe's. Welcome, Craftsman Fixers and Doers. For your go-to tool brand, start with Lowe's.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
I'm the manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. I got my driver's license when I was 17. Back of my truck started fishtailing. That's the reason why you want good tires. They need to be able to cut through that water so that you don't lose control. My name is Gary, and I'm proud to keep your car running newer, longer.
Come get our best deal on Firestone tires this summer. Check driveafirestone.com or your local Firestone Complete Auto Care for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day? The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. This is new. Weekday mornings at 5. Live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in, Fanatic at 5. I am Jamie Lynch in with Andrew Salchunas. We will check in momentarily with Anthony Gargano and Bob Cooney, who are here. And I can already tell you that Anthony doesn't like Carson Wentz's Madden rating, which is great.
I'll give you a hot take.
He's offended by the 85 rating. And Dak Prescott's an 80, so he's not far behind.
That's more offensive.
But last night, if you missed it, the Phillies got lucky. They've won 6 of 8 now, and they stole a win last night at home. After what should have been somewhat of a cruise to an easy victory, they get the 4 runs early after an Odubel Herrera 3-run jack in the first inning. Nick Pivetta gives you a stellar performance with 13 Ks, only 2 earned runs on 2 solo shots. But the bullpen and Knapp blow it in the bottom
Major
of the
Knapp's got to go.
Yeah, that's inexcusable what he did last night. For a major league catcher to not get in front of a basic curveball that it was a strikeout, should have ended the game, and allows the winning runs, it's just inexcusable. And yeah.
Your backup catcher can't be a liability.
No, not defensively.
No.
Offensively, you can live with that. Defensively, get the hell out of here. The Sixers are bringing in Kevin Knox and Zaire Smith today for workouts. Kevin Knox gets the solo 1 o'clock private workout. So they want to take a little bit of a closer look at him. Yeah, I think he's definitely somebody on their radar. Zaire Smith is the combo guard out of Texas Tech, who's very athletic and score a little bit. And you know, most mocks have him going more in the teen range. But definitely two guys to keep an eye on. Last night, Woj and the ESPN pundits did their mock draft, and they had the Sixers taking Mikal Bridges out of Villanova at number 10, and they had the Sixers taking Grayson Allen, from Duke, the senior, at number 26. Ultimately, it means nothing, but Woj did talk about the mutual respect and willingness to play for one another that Mikal and the Sixers have. And Stephen A. Smith also rekindled the LeBron James sweepstakes yesterday, saying that Stephen A. talked to Chris Paul, and he believes the Lakers are going to give LeBron the max, and that could be a fit there in L.A. So we got two more weeks of LeBron sweepstakes. Real quick, Andrew, we'll run through the rest before we get to Anthony and Bob. The Madden ratings came out yesterday. The Eagles are a whopping 90 overall, 6 points better than the second-place Patriots.
That's awesome. Great. It's Madden.
Get
it's
excited, man.
You know what? So if you use the Eagles, you're a cheater. That's pretty much all I'm going to say.
Yeah, now people are going to say you're cheating if you're playing with the Eagles. And how good does that sound?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And then now they're the front-runner team.
Yeah, we're the cheat team. We're the cheat code team. Landon Donovan, I want to play this for you one more time because I want to get Anthony and Bob's reaction to it. He caused a little bit of a soccer controversy yesterday when he came out with a Wells Fargo ad supporting Mexico, USA's longtime rival.
Hey, it's me, Landon. The big tournament is just about to kick off, but not everyone's team is going, and that's okay. Wells Fargo and I are inviting anyone in need of a team to root for to join us in cheering for the Mexican national team. Vamos, Mexico.
And just not good optics there, Landon. A couple of his teammates have come out and basically said, like, what are you doing? That's our longtime rival. You can't come out and support them. Real quick to finish out the news wire, Bryce Harper shaved his beard before the game at Yankee Stadium. You put any credence in that?
No, I think people like you will react that way, and he knows that people like you will react that way.
Yankees have the no beard policy. Nick Saban's in the news as he gave an eighth grader who's 6'7", 380 pounds, a scholarship to the University of Alabama. And lastly, Puma, the sneaker company, has entered the basketball world, hiring Jay-Z as creative director and signing Marvin Bagley out of Duke and Anton out of Arizona, who are both likely to be top five picks in Thursday's draft. So Puma is now pushing in on the basketball sneaker world, and you know, it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, power move by Puma.
Yeah.
Taking over Nike.
And now we welcome in Anthony Gargano and Bob Cooney, and I'm sure they have some similar Phillies frustrations as ourselves and all of us.
Yeah.
What to say?
Well, Anthony and I are talking this morning. We're like, you know, as frustrating and as weird as it is, they've won 6 of 8. Like, is this what this Phillies team is? You sit there and you shake your head and I don't want to say disgust, but it's kind of like, huh? And they've won 6 of 8.
I know.
Like, it's impressive. They're 6 games over.
It doesn't feel like it, though.
No.
It feels like they've lost 3 series in a row.
Rolls.
Yeah. Bullpen needs rolls, right, Ant?
You got to have rolls. He's Gabe is in a tough spot.
Yeah.
Because he's got one lefty and he can't use him. At least not late. But beyond that, I'd be interested to see if Adam Morgan is a lefty in the seventh inning as a lefty specialist could work if he knows his role.
I'm just about out on Adam Morgan.
I am too. And certainly in the ninth inning. But again,
yeah, certainly in the ninth.
A bullpen needs roles. This idea that, you know, we can move Sir Anthony anywhere you want during it doesn't work. There's a reason why guys need to be slotted.
He's pitching too many innings on top of it, so he's not available.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you couldn't use him yesterday because you have exhausted him. He's used way too much. And I understand he's the only thing you can trust.
Yeah.
But when you have a staff that doesn't go deep, then you're gonna exhaust your bullpen, and a bullpen without rolls is a mess.
Yeah,
as you see right now.
I think mentally they're just not there right now either because of what Anthony's saying. It's almost like I equated it to the Sixers back in the day when they were going through this process. You're just anticipating that something bad's going to happen at the end of a game, and that's the way they're playing now. I think it's in their heads, like, all right, how are we going to blow this? What's going to happen?
It's really bad. I think they have the third or fourth worst overall ninth inning ERA in the majors.
Pavetta was great last night.
13
was so much fun to watch.
He excited me because, look, when he's spotting his fastball, he's nasty.
And his curve was moving last night.
He's got good stuff. He had late bite to it.
When he gets in trouble, he gets away from his fastball. Everything goes off his fastball.
Yep.
You got to spot that, and then his breaking stuff's nasty.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing in hindsight you got him for Jonathan Papelkrum.
Yeah, that was a great trade.
It really was a great trade. And Pavetta, he's been inconsistent all year, but when he shows you he's got it going, it's...
No, I feel great about him. That's my biggest takeaway. I'm going to stop looking at them on a nightly basis and look at them for big picture.
Yeah.
Well, I think we get in trouble. Because I know I do. I come in, I get angry.
Yeah, you relive pitch to pitch, and it's
not ready yet for that. Yeah.
Well, come trade deadline, do you try and get some kind of bullpen arm out there? Because they're at the point.
You have to.
If it's long. Yeah, and I want it to be long term, too.
The problem is, everyone's looking for that.
Yeah, especially a lefty.
The Nats just got the closer yesterday. The only thing
is if Gabe actually looks at his guys and says, all right, I'm going to try this, and I'm going to try to slot everybody.
So if Gabe does that, does he gain some confidence from you two? If he starts,
I wouldn't mind seeing it. Yeah,
if he makes Sir Anthony and says,
"Sir Anthony, you're the closer. Ramos, you're my eighth inning bridge." And then it's going to be a different mixture of guys having to go either sixth or the seventh, whatever it may be, and go from there. Yeah,
yeah.
And I think it gets settled, not settled.
I'd be curious to see Ector in the seventh or eighth and see how different he looks.
Yeah.
And knowing that this is what you are. Like Ector, you're the setup guy, or Ramos, you're the setup one, and the other guys, you're off because you're gonna go back and forth between the two.
Yeah, Neshek should be up any day now. But I'm sure today's gonna be mostly basketball talk. Woj last night had the Sixers taking Mikal Bridges and Grayson Allen. A little bit of a LeBron James rumor out there. I'm sure we'll dive more into the Kawhi Leonard stuff today. But the morning show's coming up next, so don't go anywhere. I am Jamie Lynch. Andrew Salchunas was in for Eitan this morning, and we'll see you on the other side of this break. Fanatic Sports Times 5:55.